agreement with myself and with this work long ago that when it comes to presenting the body as a medium for knowledge, one has to accept the reality of silence as not just the reality of what people say through that silence, but with that silence. Yes. Sadhana? Yeah? Louder?
Louder.
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 Louder. Louder.
About the whole. So so that we cannot really consider it as a part. We say we have a hand or an eye or a thought, a gesture, an organ, a limb, a function. And our minds tend to isolate phenomena. We tend to look at things as though they had an existence in themselves. We often use the word it, as though things had their itness. The liver is an it. An idea is an it. A certain feeling that I have is it. So we tend to sort of discriminate, look at things, name them, have experience with them, and then believe that they have some independent, separate existence. Because so clever we are, so creative we are in thought and in consciousness and in experience, that we create a whole complex, very compartmentalized and very specified and detailed reality full of many different things, which is indeed our body and the world. And we tend to lose sight of the whole. Philosophies about the whole, we have lots of experience which indicates that things are whole, and at the same time we are fundamentally and deeply conditioned to feel things in parts, and to believe in separation, to believe that we are separate from each other, that our faculties, thinking, feeling, acting, knowing are separate from each other, and mind and heart and body, soul, and higher consciousness. We tend to experience all these things as different with gaps in between them, hopefully one day coming together. If we make an enormous effort and are sincerely working and cleaning it all together. The interesting thing about the body is that everything is there already. Consciousness, in all its degrees, everything that we can say about what we understand, what we know, what we comprehend, what we can imagine, is sitting already in our bodies. Everything that we can feel, we can know through feeling, is already encoded and moving in our bodies. Everything that we can recognize as a structure, as a dynamic, as a detailed display of how things are put together, whether we look at the stars, or a machine, or an animal, or under the microscope, any phenomena of material is already sitting in our bodies. So there have been many traditions. Ayurveda is certainly one familiar to many, at least by name. Ayurveda, the science of wellness, of fullness, of health, which is linked to the Vedic and country traditions of India. The knowledge of who we are is a totality, what it means to be well, to be whole. Mother Shivinda had encapsulated it and taken us through such large bodies of experience and knowledge, summarizing and thrusting us forward on the basis of that knowledge and the new knowledge, understanding ourselves as an integrated whole, complex yet simple, rather than complicated. I've had the privilege of having a lot of, one could say, information or experience having to do with the tradition of the Kabbalah, astrology, dance, along with healing arts. And the theme of the glorious body, which runs through many traditions, has become very unique. What is the glorious body? It has different connotations, different names, but if you look in the traditions for similar synonymous terms or the actual terminology, the glorious body, you see that it is an allusion to something which is true, whole, complete, wonderful, dynamic, self-regenerating, and physical. Not on some other plane, but something very concrete and material. Therefore, it is called glorious. Spoke of it at length. So do many teachers. The nice thing about the glorious body is it is directly available and accessible to us as an experience, as an understanding, as a feeling, and we are really well. So wellness, of course, can be defined in many ways, and I would like to introduce to you three levels of consideration. One is called intensity, the other is called luminosity, and the other, density. Consider these terms. Luminosity. Intensity. And density. Can we conceive of these three things simultaneous and interdependent? Or are they different? Luminosity that we are, another word for luminosity may be consciousness, that which sees, that which knows, that which creates and sees, that which perceives through knowing, consciousness. Energy, intensity, and we relate to the word energy. As integral to what we know about ourselves. Substance, density. Truth, truth consciousness, integrality, inclusiveness. Wholeness, complexity, in oneness. There will be consciousness, energy, and substance. Luminosity, intensity, and density. Interdependent, differentiated, and unified. Not split, not disparate, not quarreling with each other. Not representing irreconcilable levels of experience. My consciousness, my energy, my substance. Thank you. the city council being chairs? Are we able to live through our time? Recognize the fundamentally peaceful quality that is in matter, solid, still. Slightly. body and limbs. Let's open our eyes. Are you comfortable in your chair? Yes? Are you feeling comfortable? Nicely settled. Please sit up and make fists. Lift the side of the chest. Lift through the spine. Inhale and hold the breath. Hold it. Gaze outward towards the person opposite you. Claws. Pull your belly in, lengthen your spine, make fists. Radiate. Put your chair underneath you and put yourself in the board. Position these points and curves in relationship to your ears. That means rather than activating your conscious mind with your eyes, listen to your ears and throat. Close your eyes for a moment. Feel from the point and the curve into your ears. From your ears into the point. Slowly move the point and curve in relation to each other as you listen. Let your head gently turn where you are scanning the space with your ears and with your throat. Feel from your ears and throat into the point and curve. The relation they have with each other. Minutely adjust, shift, turn, feeling the silence of space. Expand the space between the point and the curve. Let your foot turn as you feel. feel from your throat and ears into that space. It's a meditation. Allow yourself to meditate here for a moment. Silence of the space, the consciousness shining through you, listening, observing, in that silence. Be simple. Hear from the throat and the ears into the space that you delineate with a point and curve. Open your eyes and allow your gaze to be neutral. Just look around. Feel the point and curve. Feel your totality as a luminous sphere. Out through your feet, out through your heart, out through your face, out through your head, simply in silence, listening and observing. Scan the silence. Move your throat, move your ears, move the point and the curve. Make it smaller or bigger, nearer or farther. Close your eyes and feel that silence, that emptiness, which we are calling luminosity. Open your eyes, take a deep breath, and activate our muscles. And direct yourself. Deep and tense. And control. Peer at each other. Strong, the belly strong, the shoulders. Be directional, focused. Feel the muscles, how intense you be. Use your eyes. Really stretch your nerves. Create a shape. Gaze across the room at someone. Focus. See. Don't be afraid. Just see. Breathe. details of your substance, the toes, the heels of your feet. Close your eyes for a moment. Let your hands be limp. Breathe softly and with measure. With measure. The fingertips, the space between the fingers, the contact of your finger, and the mouth. Resting in gravity, quite material.
Yes. I just see. I'm in a meeting. Ruslan is not here. You see, I cannot phone you now. I phone you in the afternoon. Phone Oleg. Okay. Bye bye. Innocence.
allow yourself to open your eyes, feel the room. And then in your body, chairs that you face each other. Gently to one side. Okay, and breathe into your belly. And breathe heavy. Heavy means still, dense, peaceful, and unmoving. Hold firmly your wrists. Feel the bones in your fingers and wrists. Quite detailed, quite material. Minutely shift your weight in any direction that you feel. Backwards or forwards, sides, minutely shift your weight. Minutely small, in small measures. A millimeter here, a millimeter there. Slowly shift your weight. All mass of your body shifted in any direction, together. Feel the weight of your arms, the solid mass of your body and just gently shift it peacefully as a whole. Down to the chair, into the center of the earth, through your spine, your head resting on your neck, your arms and shoulders heavy. Solid chair underneath you, the weight of your arms, the weight of your head. Consciously shift your weight. From your belly down towards the center of the earth. Your neck down towards the center of the earth. We switch to the water element. Take each other's hands. Lift your spine and feel the softness of these hands, the fleshiness of these hands, and your own softness. Do not squeeze the hands, do not push or pull. Just feel how soft these hands are. Sway from left to right, feeling your hips. Rotate around those hips like a boat. Let your hands merge with each other. Let your hands receive each other. Holding gently together. And just shift, feeling your seat, buttocks, sacrum, spine. And walk like in a boat. Be soft and fluid. By your shoulders, your neck, your heart center, your soft spine. Feel all the way down into your hips. Rock from left to right, or clockwise, or counterclockwise. Do it rhythmically. Ta-di, ta-da. How soft your hands are and be receptive as you sway, feel the body floating through it. You're not be the doer, be the feeler. Feel the softness of the body, the fluidity of your spine. As you rock and sway. Let me see soft. Good, let's switch. Come into the fire. Open your eyes. Take your hands and squeeze them. Take your hands, each other's hands. Squeeze the hands, face each other, and resist. Resist. Push and pull. And concentrate. Now we don't need to compete for who's stronger here. It's not a question of showing us who's the more powerful one. I would like you to collaborate in strength. Feel the power in your arms. Your eyes, focus, either seeing each other or seeing the body. Be intense, be in control. confront each other and modulate your intensity. Do not get tired. Collaborate with strength. Give direction. Be in control. Be in control means receive the controlling effort of your partner and give your controlling effort. And meet that in your fire. Activate your muscles. Let your legs and belly be strong, your back. Close your eyes and do it with your mind's eye. Seeing the effort, seeing the shape, seeing the form. Resist each other, concentrate, activate, burn. With the power in your chest, in your belly, in your legs, in your arms. Push and pull. Focus. Fourth level. Feel each other's hands gently and feel the skin, the surface of the hands. Just caress the discipline of skin and breathe. Be that light. Now let your arms move into space as you breathe and travel together. Travel. Light wings, breathe and move. The relationship of your breath with the movement of your arms and face. Remain connected, remain in communication. Be light and free. Leading and following, not knowing who does what. Moving. In the relationship between your sense of touch, your breath and your movement. Move through the space. Travel together. Feel your shoulders. Feel your arms. Now lift the arms higher and touch the fingertips only and release feel. Face from your ears and throat, feel into those points. Listen from the ears, from the throat. Be conscious of those points and either hold still or move very slowly through the stillness. Be aware of the space above your head, the space around your neck and throat. Listening of your ears. Have big ears, feeling the points you hold together. Thank you. feeling your density, feeling your weight. Lift your arms upwards and take the points again between your fingertips. Lift the fingertips. Lift the head and feel from the throat and ears. Deep and easy breath, feeling your substance, feeling your energy, feeling your consciousness. And gently disengage, contract your hands, come to your space, to your own space. And deal with yourself. For 2 seconds. Eyes to the forehead, ear, gaze at the forehead, of the eyes. And allow yourself to see both eyes at the same time. As though you were looking in each other's eyes, but don't look directly in each other's eyes. Look at the forehead, third position, and see both eyes simultaneously. Simple with each other. I invite you to spend a few brief moments just telling whatever you'd like to tell about your shared experience. You don't have to be didactic.